This cell belonged to another survivor, Chomei, a mechanic. When he arrived at S21, his clothes were taken.
I was left with only the pair of shorts I was wearing. I was handcuffed and blindfolded. They pulled my ears and told me to follow them up and down the stairwell. I was afraid to slip on the stairs. They said, "You get in this cell," and pulled my ear to get me to go in.
They shackled Chomei, took off his handcuffs and blindfold, and chained him to a ring in the floor. Then they covered his head with a cloth bag. He was given a metal container and a plastic bottle to relieve himself in.
I had to make sure it did not spill over the floor, otherwise I would be made to lick it up until the floor was clean.
He slept directly on that floor.
I had only one pair of shorts, and they beat me for 12 days and 12 nights. At daytime or during the night, they kept beating me. My back was swollen like a hunchback, so that I could not sleep with my face up.
If he turned at night and the chain rattled, he was beaten more. Under torture, Chomei confessed that he had wasted fabric in the garment factory he had been assigned to, that he had broken sewing needles and burned out machine belts. He named more than 60 people as part of a subversive network of the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency of the United States, an organization he had never heard of. But when an interrogator discovered he could fix a typewriter, he was separated from the regular prisoners. His skills as a mechanic saved him. Before you walk through to the next room, stop for a moment to look at the wall to the right of the opening. The lines roughly scratched into this wall mark where the keys for each cell were hung, from hooks along a wooden rod. We think the marks were made by a guard who didn't even know how to write numbers. After number 7, a guard who could took over. Now continue looking through the remaining rooms of this building. If you choose to walk up to the second floor, you'll find cells made of wood. Mottos are chalked inside some doors as reminders to prisoners. One reads, "Don't be too free." The top floor is also open, with large rooms for mass detention. If you go, please watch your step. You see a lot of marks on the walls in these buildings, but please don't add to them. They are all part of the evidence.